This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Riyad Ruzazi, we're coming you to the stories of the prophets. We are with episode number 14. I'm just going to give a minute or two for more people to join, inshallah. Just people are getting slow, a little bit joining in, but it's okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We'll just again, I'm welcoming you all to the stories of the prophets. And we are with episode number 14, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Ya hala wa sahlan, ya hala wa sahlan. Bismillah. My right, just so you know. كيف حالكم? How's everybody doing? It's a very hot day today. It's been hot for the past almost week, more than a week here, and another couple of weeks expecting it to be over. It's in the late, like high 30s, mashallah. Very, very hot day. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from the heat of hellfire. أهلا وسهلا يا هلا ومرحبا whatever you are, whoever you are, whatever you are, you know, all the sisters and all the brothers, مرحبا بكم, welcome, 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 أهلا وسهلا, أهلا وسهلا, أهلا وسهلا, all those on Facebook, all those on Instagram, يا هلا وسهلا, يوسف الويدي, يوسف الويدي, يوليدي, وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yeah, hello, Sahla. Yeah, hello, Sahla. So we are with episode number 14. Episode number 14 of the stories of the prophets. Stories of the prophets. So today will be another interesting session, inshallah. Very, very interesting session because we're still with the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We are still with the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The traits of successful leaders. The traits of successful people. So hope you are all ready, inshallah. Take some notes to be entertained and to take some really, really very good, you know, advice and lesson, deriving lessons from the story of this amazing prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. As we said before, that, you know, the story of Nuh, for instance, teach us, you know, patience and perseverance, but the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam gives us that key on how to be patient. You know, you will see, inshallah ta'ala, in the upcoming lessons, you know, that, you know, after the true patience, after, you know, going through true patience, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually will alleviate whatever worries, whatever, you know, difficulties a person will be going through, you know. But after true, subhanAllah, test and trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the previous session, brothers and sisters, we were talking about Ibrahim and his confrontations with, you know, his father and with his people when he went and he destroyed the idols, right? And I, you know, we were living with the Quran, Surah Al-Anbiya, from verse 52 onward, you know, that conversation they had with Ibrahim, you know, and I mentioned that, you know, Ibrahim was a young boy, was a young man in his 15s, you know, in his teens still, you know, 16, 15, you know, he went and he destroyed those idols. And then when they asked as to whom destroyed those idols, they said, سَمِعْنَا فَتَى يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We heard of a boy, فَتَى, you know, فَتَى from مِنَ الْفُتُوَى. In Arabic, we heard of a boy mentioning them, you know, by the name of Ibrahim. So they brought Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then they, you know, interrogated him, you know, why are you the one who destroyed those idols? He says, بَلْ فَعَلَهُمْ كَبِيرْهُمْ هَذَا. He left the axe next to that big, you know, idol which he did not destroy. And he says, why don't you ask him? He's got the axe next to him, you know. And they said, how can we ask? You know that they don't speak. You know that they cannot hear. So and then he said, okay, well, if how can you worship something that cannot speak, that cannot hear, that cannot be of benefit to you, that cannot be of harm to you? How can you worship something like that? And then the ego, of course, kicked in. حرقوه. when they, you know, to burn him, and how they lit up that blazing fire for months, and then they threw him into the fire, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after of course he passed that test, he was thrown into the fire, but the fire did burn, but Allah addressed the fire not to burn him. Ya nar kuni bardan wa salaman. So fire burns, but it did not burn Ibrahim alayhi salam. It only burned the ropes. It only burned the ropes, but it did not burn Ibrahim. In fact, Ibrahim was in the, you know, inside the fire. And what was he doing? As he was, it was reported in the ahadith, he was in his salah, subhanAllah. He was in his salah, you know, and he mentioned, you know, in one of the ahadith that when he was asked about the best time that you spent in your life, he says, my best time I spent in my life was I was inside the fire. SubhanAllah, was when he was inside the fire. So, and then, you know, he came out from the fire. Then he got kicked out. You know, they couldn't kill him. They kicked him out. They kicked him out from that kingdom, from Iraq. And then that was the, you know, first test. And then, he was his father. Then the second test with his people, you know, with his qawm. And then brothers and sisters came, again another test when he went and in the Sham, when he met that king, that Namrud, that tyrant, you know, king by the name of Al-Namrud, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكِ إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Brothers and sisters, when he this king, this tyrant, and he said, he was the one who claimed that he gives life and death. You know, Ibrahim says it is my Allah Azza wa Jalla who gives life and death. So this man brought two people, two prisoners. You know, he ordered one to be killed and he ordered the other one to be saved. And he says, "We see, I also give life and death." So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says, "Inna Allah yati bi shamsi min al mashriq, fa'ati biha min al maghrib." My Lord, bring the sun out from the, you know, rises the sun from the east, bring it from the west if you can, cause it to rise from the west. Allah Azza wa Jalla causes it to rise from the east, cause it to rise from the west. And فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ, he had no argument against that. And then they did not kill him, we mentioned that last week, they did not kill him because they knew that this man was just being thrown into the fire and he did not die, so they just kicked him out because, you know, if they were afraid, if they tried to kill him, and of course they would not be able to, and more people will believe in him, so they kicked him out, alayhi salam. As he, you know, went into another test, another confrontation this time. And yes, you know, the ahadith does not say or don't say how long he's been, you know, in the month, in that fire, although they, you know, they said that the blazing fire took him months to be prepared, but how long, a week or two, Allahu Ta'ala a'lam, you know, in the specific time, but more than a day, for of course, more, several days he stayed in the, you know, inside that fire. So, brothers and sisters, there was another confrontation that Ibrahim had, alayhi salam, but this time was with very, very, you know, these are soft people. They're not really, you know, kind of bad people. These people in Sham, you know, they used to worship. They used to worship stars. They used to worship galaxies. They used to worship the moon and the sun. So here he had to, you know, he met them and he had to confront them. But he had to use their intellect, alayhi salam. But before he traveled, brothers and sisters, he did something amazing, and this is what we left last week, right? We left right here. He did something amazing, and I asked you, what in the world did he do before traveling? Alayhi salam. So, are you ready, my brothers and sisters? Are you ready to hear the great news of what he did, alayhi salam? Huh? Are you guys ready, Yasin? Are you ready? Hina, Najm, and Morkain, and Sa'diya Khan, all of you, Umair, Layla, are you guys ready to hear what he did? Yashmin, yeah. Water collar, Najwa. She plays with the collars, with the water. I know her name is Najwa, and she plays with collar water. Yani, what does she do? I think this is what she does, Najwa. She brings water, right? And then, I think she's maybe she's 12 years old, maybe she's 9, maybe, I don't know, maybe she's a teenager. She brings in water, and then she puts color in it, and she plays with it. And that's why her avatar is called Water Color Najwa, right? I think I'm just Water Color Najwa. That's it, that's what she does. She brings in the water, she puts like paint and whatever, and then she just like this, and then she looks at the water, and she says, wow, water, water, Najwa, water. This is her name. I'm just making things up, but anyways. I don't know. So here it is. Here's what he did, my brothers and sisters. I was talking to some sister in Instagram. Watercolor Najwa. Watercolor. Yani, these people, they come up with some amazing avatars. I have no idea what does that is. But anyways, brothers and sisters, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had to complete himself. He was not complete. So you know what he did, right? You know what he did. What did he do? He needed to complete, not compete. To complete himself. He needed to complete himself. He needed to be completed. So what did he do? He got married. Of course he got married. Naam, he got married. He needed a companionship. Naam, got married. Yes. Yes, he got married. Naam, he needed some companion, you know, to accompany him in his endeavors, right? Somebody to go through, you know, what he's going through. Not to go through what he's going through with him, but at least to accompany him. So he got married. He married Sarah Layla. Yeah, he married Sarah. Or Sarah. Also in Arabic, it is also pronunciated. You know, the pronunciation could be different from one... sort of like one language to another. Sarah, Sarah, Sarah. Also, you know, also is another good pronunciation. But anyways, brothers and sisters, he married this lady. You know what the Prophet said about Sarah? Let me tell you what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about Sarah. He, alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, the most beautiful women on earth. Allahu Akbar. That Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He created, you know, this mankind on earth, there is no woman more beautiful than Sarah, except Hawa. Whoa! Say that again. Prophet says, there is no woman more beautiful in this universe, in this world, more beautiful than, يعني, than Sarah, except Hawa. Allahu Akbar. Yani Adam alayhi salam, he married the most beautiful woman on earth. Naam, of course. And the second most beautiful woman on earth after the Hawa is Sarah. Sarah. Well, Sarah. And all of you, Naam, because you take it, because you see, from the progeny of Sarah came Yusuf alayhi salam. This is what we talked about, you know, inshallah, when we talk about Yusuf and the beauty, you know, how handsome he was, right? That beauty he had came from the progeny of Sarah alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, how did that happen? Would you like me to tell you how it happened? They got married anyways. They got married. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, blessed them, you know. At some point, because Sarah, my brothers and sisters, she wasn't able to have babies. Sarah alayhi salam, she married him, but she wasn't able to conceive babies. Anyways, let me tell you, you know, inshallah ta'ala, just be patient with me. I'll tell you an amazing story of how that happened. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change things. All that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to say is be and it is. Be and it is. Right? That's all it takes. Amruhu bayna al-kafi wa al-noon. His ordainment is between kaf and noon. Kun, be. Between B and E. B. B, like the B, B letter and the E letter. That means kun, be. His ordainment or decree is between these two letters. B and E. Kun fayakun. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something to happen, all he has to say is be and it is. If they said no, you cannot, you know, have it, and Allah said yes, you can have it, then you will be able to have it. If they said you can have it, you know, here's another thing. If they said you can have it, and Allah said no, you cannot have it, then you won't be able to get it. You won't be able to have it. If your father, your mother said you have and you will marry your cousin Ahmed, huh? Water color Najwa, or Baraka Heart. I call you Baraka Heart. Or Mu'nisa, who all of you there. You know, if your father said or your mother said, you will have to marry your cousin, Ahmed, whoever that guy is, right? And Allah said, no, you will not marry your cousin, Ahmed. Then you will not be able to marry cousin Ahmed. If your parents, they say, no, you will not marry him. No, you will not marry her. But Allah said, yes, you will marry him. Yes, you will marry her. Then what will happen is yes. At the end, whatever happens is what Allah has ordained to happen, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is it. This is it. But brothers and sisters, before that, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he met some people who used to worship stars and galaxies. You know, so he met them and then he joined them. He joined them. So what did he do? Alayhi salam, he said, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. This is also in Surah Al-An'am. In Surah Al-An'am, verse number 76.
فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ.
So when the night outstripped the day, and then he saw, فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا, he saw the stars. So he said, oh, قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. So you people are picking stars? Because they used to worship stars, those guys. So he just picked the star. He says, okay, that's my God right there. And then when that star disappeared, because stars can only appear for some time and then they disappear. So when they disappear, when that star disappeared, he says, oh, I don't like things that disappear. How can my God disappear? No, 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 that cannot be my God. Cannot be my God. And then he goes,
فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَئِنْ لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
And then he saw the moon. And he says, guys, I'm gonna pick the moon. It's bigger. That's my God. That's my God. It's bigger. The star, it disappeared. I don't like things that disappear. My God shouldn't disappear. So I'm going to pick the moon. The moon is bigger. And then when the day outstripped the night, Allah, he says, how can, again, where's the moon? Where's my God? My God has disappeared. La, 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 la. No, 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 no. Nay, 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 nay. As we say in Old Doha. Nay, 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 nay. La, 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 la. No, no. Allah. You know, and these people, like I said, they worship the sun, the moon, the stars. So now he's trying to, you know, again, address their intellect. How can you worship something that disappears? Where's my God? I need my God now, but my God is not there. He says, no, no, no. He says, قَالَ لَإِنْ لَمْ يَهْدِ, if Allah, if my God does not guide me, I will certainly be from the wrongdoers, from a zalimin. No, 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 no. And then,
فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ.
Oh, now he waited until the day, And then he's after, you know, when the day outstripped the night, and then he saw the sun, and the sun was much bigger. He says, guys, that's my God. Hada Rabbi. Hada Rabbi. Hada my God. They said, yeah, let's follow. That's your God. That's our God. Khalas. Let's worship the sun. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ And then when the sun disappeared, because the sun, you know, rises and the sun sets. So when the sun has set, he says, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ He says, I disavow what you people are doing. I disavow what you people are worshipping. You know, I disavow what you people are, are associating with the worship of Allah. You worship stars, stars disappear. You worship the moon disappears. You worship the sun disappears. I disavow what you people are doing and worshiping. And he left them. He left them, my brothers and sisters, to go into another trip. And that trip will be to Egypt. Aywa, 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 ya Ahmed, ya Ahmed, ya Habibi, ya Ahmed, aywa, aywa, into Egypt, aywa, aywa, kida, kida, ho. The Egyptian way, right? Egyptian way. Where did he go? He went to Egypt. He went to Egypt. Like this guy says, he went to ask this is true, it's a true story. He said, officer in the US, sir, can I bark here? Can I bark here? The officer says, you can bark anywhere you want, man. It's a free country. Bark anywhere you want. But this brother, Egyptian guy or Arabic guy, he cannot pronounce the P. We Arab, we don't have P in the language of the Arabs. We don't have P. We have Ba, Alifun, Ba'un. He says, can I bark here? The officer says, bark anywhere you want, my man. It's a free country. It's the U.S. USA, free country. Bark anywhere you want. But the guy was saying, can I bark? But he cannot pronounce the P. So he went to Egypt, not to bark there. A'udhu billah, la, la, la. He went to Egypt with his wife, Sarah. He went to Egypt with his wife, Sarah, my brothers and sisters. And there was this other king. There was this other tyrant, this other king, my brothers and sisters. And that king, by the way, he used to, as he was known, he was tyrant, he was an oppressor, he was just transgressor. Brothers from Instagram, are you there? Maybe they're Egyptians and they're upset. Well, yeah, man, we're all good, alhamdulillah. I drank from the Nile, the inside of me, there's blood, Egyptian blood that runs through my vein anyways. Come on. Aywa, you're there. Okay, well, alhamdulillah, because you guys were like, you were in, طيب الحمد لله جزاهم الله خير. They're still there. They're present. So he went to Egypt with his wife Sarah. He went to Egypt with his wife Sarah. Any Egyptians around, by the way? Any Egyptians with me here today? Huh? Hey, wait, Muhammad, ya Ali, ya Ali. Hey, Ali, hey. Hey, Muhammad, ya Muhammad. Ya Khamis. Ya Gum'a. This Egyptian brother, he came to the U.S. His name is Khamis, right? His name is Khamis. You know what Khamis in English? Khamis means, So he went to, he started speaking, English, and the people asking him, what's your name? He says, my name is Thursday. Ah, Egyptians, man. The Egyptians are the best. What's your name? My name is Thursday. The other guy's name is Jum'ah. He says, my name is Friday. And the other one, his name is Rajab. Rajab. Sha'ban. My name is Sha'ban. And then the other, my name is Fastin. His name is Ramadan, because Ramadan is a very well-known name in Egypt. My name is Fastin. I love Egypt. I love Egypt and Egyptians. Mashallah. By the way, Imam al-Shafi'i, he said, whoever does not marry an Egyptian, he remains single. That's not me who said. That's Imam al-Shafi'i. Imam al-Shafi'i says, rahmatullah alayh, whoever does not marry an Egyptian, he is single. يعني may you could marry him, I don't know how many women, but you're still single until you marry an Egyptian. We're still here. We're here. We're here. I don't know. There's no Egyptian here. No, we're here. So he went to Egypt. He went to Egypt, my brothers and sisters. And then there was this king, this transgressor, who takes people's, you know, whenever somebody comes, subhanAllah, foreigners, he takes their women, he takes their wives. So Ibrahim alayhi salam told his wife Sarah, and Sarah, she's an ayah min al-jamal. She is, you know, like, she's, okay, I told you how beautiful she was. She's ayah from the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he told his wife, he says, listen, I don't know anybody on this universe that are believers other than you and I. I don't know anybody else who is believer other than you and I. He says, I'm going to tell them that you are my sister, because this king takes people's wives. This is his thingy. You know, he takes people's wives. I'm going to tell them that you are my sister. My sister in Islam. She was his sister in Islam. You know, so he didn't lie initially. He did not lie. She is your sister, like your wife, right? You know, my wife, my sister in Islam, in the deen. Yet, the king still, you know, brought Sarah with her. And not with him. He took Sarah. Because he's a tyrant. He's a transgressor, right? He took Sarah. And this hadith actually is reported in Bukhari. The hadith I'm mentioning now is in Bukhari. So, as he took, he wanted to touch her. And then she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was so beautiful. But she made dua to Allah azza wa jal. As he wanted to touch her, his hand became paralyzed. His hand got paralyzed. So he asked her, please, please ask your God, you know, just to, you know, ask your God, make dua, ask your God to give me back my hand. I promise I won't touch you. I promise I won't touch you. Just make dua, just ask your God, give me my hand back. So Sarah alayhi salam, and Ibrahim wasn't there. Ibrahim was outside because this man, he just took the wife and went in. So she made dua. Sarah made dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him his hand back. So he was able to move his hand again. And then as he was able to move his hand, a man, you know, he went back trying to touch her. As he tried to touch her, again Sarah went to Allah azza wa jal, supplicated Allah, invoked Allah right away. Yeah, he invoked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one more time, his hand became paralyzed. His hand became paralyzed. So he asked her one more time, please make dua to your God. Ask your God to give me back my hand. I promise this time I will not touch you. I promise I will not touch you. I promise. So she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he got his hand back. So he told them, he told his soldiers, get this woman out. She is not human being. Hadi jinniya. No, get her out from me. Get her out from me. He released her and he gave her a gift on top of that. He gave her a gift. He offered her a gift. And that gift is a maid to serve her. Naam. He gave her a maid to serve her. And that maid was Hajar alayhi salam. So now you got Sarah and Hajar together. Hajar alayhi salam. So she was a maid at the time. She was the maid of Sarah. So who offered Hajar to Sarah? It was that tyrant Egyptian king, right? It was that tyrant Egyptian king. So Hajar, Ummuna Hajar, she was from Egypt. Egypt. Ah, initially she was from Egypt. Or, you know, Egypt, because Egyptians, they say Jim, they say Ga, you know. Ga'a. No. So Egypt, not Egypt. She was Egyptian. And then they went back. Khalas, he left. Who left? In Ibrahim. He left Egypt into another journey, my brothers and sisters. As I said, Sarah, she couldn't. Sarah, she could not bear children. She could not conceive. She couldn't be pregnant. She was barren. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was getting old. So she thought that Ya Ibrahim, why don't you marry Hajar? Sarah was a good woman. She was a good woman. She was a righteous woman. Ya Ibrahim, why don't you marry Hajar? She realized, you know, you need children. I cannot give you children. Why don't you marry Hajar? So Ibrahim alayhi salam accepted, and Hajar of course accepted, and he married Hajar. He married Hajar, Ummuna. This is why we call her Ummuna, our mother Hajar, because from her progeny will come Ismail, and from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam will come Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Will come Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And from Sarah, as you will see inshaAllah ta'ala, from Sarah will come Ishaq, you know, her son Ishaq, and from Ishaq will come the progeny of Banu Israel, our cousins, if you may say. They are our cousins, huh? They are our cousins, the children of Israel, Banu Israel. They are our cousins because the children of Israel from Ishaq and Prophet Muhammad and his progeny from Ismail. So we are kind of cousins anyways, right, in a way. So subhanAllah, you know, she agreed and they got married. Prophet Muhammad and Hajar got married. So he had Hajar and Sarah. Yes, there are some narrations from the Bible and from the Old Testimony, you know, the Old Testament, not testimony, the Old Testament, about how, you know, Sarah used to get jealous of Hajar, and she asked him to leave. She asked Ibrahim to leave her, and he, you know, these are all, you know, things that not in our religion, not from our books, not from our traditions, not from our hadith. These are just saying from the Israeliyat, as we call the Israeliyat, you know, the stories of the from the Old Testaments and from the stories of the Ben Israel. You know, so they were saying that she was jealous, and then she asked to be separated from her, not to live with her and whatnot. But these are things again that we do not take into consideration, as, you know, this is not from our tradition. But anyways, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he lived with Hajar alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with a baby boy by the name of Ismail. That was the juice or the fruit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with a baby boy by the name of Ismail. As Ismail was growing, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they were in Palestine, they went back to Palestine and they moved and they lived in Palestine together, Sarah and Hajar and Prophet Muhammad. After they left Egypt, they went back to Palestine. They lived there in Palestine, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Ibrahim alayhi salam to take Hajar and to move, travel. So he took Hajar and her baby Ismail. Ismail was still a baby, right? He was still a baby. They, you know, he took him into a trip. Hajar, did she ask any questions? No, she's following her husband. Where are we going? Let's go. So they traveled. From where? From Palestine all the way. All the way into this desert. What desert? The desert of the Arab Peninsula. The desert of where Al-Haram is. The desert where there is nothing, no vegetation. There is no plants. There is no water. There is nothing except sand. He's taking his baby and his wife along.
ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون.
سورة إبراهيم verse number 37. Rabbana, he took him into the midst of the desert and he left them there. He just stopped all of a sudden. They're walking. All of a sudden, Ibrahim stopped. He got the sign from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Stop right here. Leave your wife. So he stopped and he told Hajar, you stay here. And he left. He didn't explain. He didn't tell him he'll be back. He didn't tell him I'm going to come back. He didn't tell her some people will come and give you some food. He didn't tell her some people will come, we'll give you some water. He didn't say a thing. He just said, stay here, I'm leaving. Salam. And he left. What did she do? Ummuna Hajar, what did she do?
And your brothers and sisters, this sign, this story here, you know, that I'm telling you about,
The place still exists until today. The place still exists until today where Ibrahim has left his wife Hajar. Where? I'll tell you where. Exactly where he left her. So he left her and he left. You know, she told him, Ya Ibrahim. Ya Ibrahim, O Ibrahim. And he just kept on walking. Ya Ibrahim. O Ibrahim. He didn't say a word. Ya Ibrahim. He didn't say a word. Ya Ibrahim. Third. O Ibrahim. Allahu amaraka bidhak. Has Allah ordered you to leave us here? That's all she wanted to know. It's not like who's going to take care of us. Who's going to bring us this. Who's going to create. Has Allah told you to leave us right here? He said. He didn't even say a word. He said. He nodded with his head like this. Naam. Yani naam. Allah told me to leave you here. But he didn't say it. He just nodded with his head saying this. Then she said, go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let us down. If Allah told you to leave us here, you know, Allah shall take care of us. Go, فَلَنْ يُضَيَّ عَنَ اللَّهِ Allahu Akbar. فَلَنْ يُضَيَّ عَنَ اللَّهِ Go, Allah azza wa jal will never let us down. And he left. She took her baby. She took her baby. Right? Her baby is crying. Now she's in the middle of the desert. Sun, you know, and sand. It's all desert. You know. And then she started walking back and forth. She did not sit. Here's the beauty of tawakkul, my brothers and sisters. This is what I'm saying about when I told you the story of Ibrahim gives us the key to patience. The key to patience right here. Woman teaching us the true meaning of delegating your affairs on Allah. A woman giving us the and teaching us the true meaning of delegating our affairs to Allah. Tawakkul on Allah. Tawakkul on Allah. She did not take her baby and she sat down waiting for Allah to show a miracle. She didn't do that. She took her baby and she started walking between these two valleys, these two mounts, between a valley called or a mount called As-Safa and a mount called Al-Marwah. That's where he left them. He left them right there. They exist today in Mecca. When you go to Mecca in the Haram, the mount between As-Safa and Marwa, that's where he left them until today, right? He left them there. So she started walking between these two mounts of Al-Safa and Al-Marwa, back and forth. Looking for what, by the way? What is she looking for? She's looking for some water. She's looking for some travelers. She's looking for maybe some nomads, for some people who could be traveling, having some water because her baby is crying. Her baby is crying. Her baby Ismail is crying. He's hungry. He's thirsty in the midst of the desert. So she, Ibrahim left. He's gone. Khalas. Not to be seen. She did not sit. She started making an effort. That's what we call the true meaning of tawakkul, making an effort. Like when you go to work, you don't sit home and you say, Allah, we pay the bills. You're crazy. You're insane. Na'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything, but Allah wants you to make an effort. Allah wants you to go to work and then He will help you pay the bills subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So, Ummuna Hajar, her baby is crying. She started moving between the two mounts, between As-Safa and then as she almost reaches Al-Marwa, there is this little hill. Then she goes down. She used to run, you know, and then goes back up. This is why today when we go between the Safa and Marwa, there is this, between these two green posts. Now they have these signs, green posts. The man goes, you know, sprinting. They start sprinting. Because Ummuna Hajar, when she used to reach that area there, that section, she used to run because there was, you know, it was a hill. So she used to go walk, you know, she used to run and then walk up and then run back up. So between, you know, she went back, forth, back, forth, back. How many times? Seven times. Seven times until Jibreel alayhi salam came. Came and he hit the ground with his wing. One of his wings, the tip of his wings. How many wings does he have? 600 wings. 600 wings with the tip of one of his wings. He hit the ground. Where? There next to her? No. No, there. A lot of people, they think, you know, Zamzam is there. Between As-Safa and Marwa in the Sa'i. No. He hit the ground about 20 meters, 22 meters from where the black stone is today. You know, the Kaaba, You know, that Kaaba, there's that black stone, right? The black stone. The origin of Zamzam is about 22 meters from where the black stone is. So, and how far that is from As-Sa'i is about 100, 200 meters or so. You know, about 200 meters or 300 meters or so. That's how far is the actual origin of Zamzam from there to where, you know, the Sa'i is. So that's where he went, and he hit the ground with his wing, you know, sprang out this water called Zamzam, Zamzam. So she ran into the water, and then the water was, you know, was spring, you know, it was just subhanAllah sprouting, and the water was coming like a fountain, you know. And then she started trying, because water was just spilling, and then she tried to, you know, stop it from flowing. You know, she made some, you know, tried to stop it. SubhanAllah, the Prophet Muhammad says, if she did not, the water of Zamzam would be flowing all over the Arab Peninsula. If Ummuna Hajar did not put, you know, some bricks or whatnot she did to stop the water from flowing, because she digged to it, so the water stayed in its, you know, it wasn't just, it kept on flowing. It's a bi'r. That's what it is. It's a well. The water of Zamzam would have been flowing all over the Arab Peninsula. And then she drank from it. And then her son drank from it. Zamzam, water from Jannah. Zamzam, water from Jannah. And in the desert, water, it's a sign. You will see what? You start seeing birds flying. And in the desert, when you see birds flying, that means there is water. And it happened to be that there was another qabila from Yemen who had a drought. They had a dam. They had a dam which has been destroyed. So the water overflowed. They had no water. They had a drought. So they traveled from Yemen looking for water. They saw birds. When they saw birds in the desert, they said, oh, birds, the sign of water. Let's send some of our people to check out and see where the water is coming from. They came and they found this woman with her son by this fountain, called Zamzam. But because they had Arabs, and they had adab, and they had akhlaq, they had manners, they had moral conducts, they asked her, can we have permission to camp by this fountain? And you can let us drink from it. In return, we will give you some sort of payments. We'll help you. We will give you some sort of allowance if you let us use that water, because in the desert, if you find, you know, discover something, becomes yours. It's yours. But because they are men of morals, they were men of morals, they asked her, would you allow us to camp, you know, by this fountain? Because they were looking for water. And in return, we shall, you know, give you some sort of allowance. She accepted. That Qabila lived there. But then what happened when they lived there? What happened to Ismail? What happened to them? And who are they, by the way? Are they Arabs, like true Arabs? What's the name of this Qabila, by the way? Because we said that the Prophet Muhammad will come from the progeny of Ismail. Who would Ismail marry? We know who Sarah married. We know who Hajar married. But Ismail, who would he marry? Was he Arabi? Ismail, was he Arabi? Who is he going to marry? And then we're going to go back again to Sarah. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam, after he left Mecca, he went back to Palestine. He went back to Sarah. What will happen to Sarah? She will have a baby, but how? How would she have a baby? She's over 75 years old. Ibrahim was over 75 years old. She was old. How can she have a baby? She was barren. What was the story? What will happen? Because in the Old Testament, they say that Ishaq is older than Ismail. In the Bible and the New Testament and the Old Testament, they say that Ishaq is older than Ismail. But in the Quran, Ismail is older. What proof? How? What happened? Then would Ibrahim leave Sarah again to come back to Hajar and to her son Ismail? Who? How? Who would tell him? When would he migrate? Is he going to take his son Ismail or Ishaq with him? Or is he going to leave him with his mother, you know, Sarah? Where in Palestine, by the way? Where in Palestine? And then he will come back. What would he do? What would he do when he meets his son after he's seen? For how long? How long Ismail will stay with his mom as a baby before seeing his father again? Before seeing his father again, how long would he remain there? Brothers and sisters, all this, you know, the main lesson we learn here is the true meaning of tawakkul on Allah. The true meaning of tawakkul on Allah. The true meaning of delegating affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Ibrahim left her without telling her a word other than, yes, Allah told me to do this. Allah told me to do this. I am abiding by the laws. I'm abiding by what Allah has told me. I'm just going to stay here. I know I'm going to, you stay here, I'm leaving. And then his wife, who's even, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, you know, her iman in Allah Azza wa Jal is even, you know, greater and greater and greater. She told him, go, go. Allah will never let us down. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to leave us here, He will take care of us. You know, He will take care of us. Surely He will take care of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did He take care of them? Huh? Did He take care of them, sisters and brothers? Did Allah Azza wa Jalla take care of Ibrahim? Did He take care of Ismail and Hajar? Did He? You know, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of the mother of Musa when He inspired her to throw Musa in the Nile, in the river? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He made that promise, throw him in the river, we shall bring him back to you. We shall bring him back to you. Throw him, but we shall bring him back. How can I throw my son in the river? How can I throw my son who's a baby, put him in a basket and throw him in the river? And Allah is telling her, I'm going to bring him back and make him a prophet. How can, if I throw him into the river, he's going to die. He's going to die. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a promise, Allah fulfills His promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills His promise. The problem, sisters and brothers, is with you and I. The problem is with us having very little yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise. With all due respect, a lot of us don't have this full conviction when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill that promise. But you and I, as human beings, we have this small yaqeen, this little yaqeen, this little conviction on the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people that taught us the true meaning of trusting Allah, the true meaning of putting our trust in Allah, the true meaning of delegating our affairs to Allah. And the irony is, women like Hajar, women like the mother of Musa, women like Sarah, women teaching men lessons about the story or the story of tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, my brothers and sisters, tomorrow inshallah ta'ala, I will tell you what happened to Ismail. Who did he marry? What happened to Ibrahim when he went back to Sarah? What happened to Hajar? Because we don't hear about Hajar anymore. What happened to Hajar? Where did she live? Alayha salam, you know, with her son Ismail, right? And then the other mission of Ibrahim alayhi salam. More tests. One after another. Confronting his dad. Being thrown into the fire. Confronting this king. Confronting the other king who took his wife. Coming back. Now until he got married. Now he has a son. After so many years. Alhamdulillah, now I get to have a son. No. Leave your son in the midst of the desert and go back to Palestine. He does as he is told. Ibrahim, like I told you, as Allah mentioned in the Quran, He alladhi waffa. Khalas, he exceeded every and met every obligation that he was given to and every mandate that he was given to. He met them all and exceeded all that Allah Azza wa Jalla has asked him for. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim, he met all these tests, one trial after another. No, you will see something even harder than this. You will see something harder than being thrown into the fire. For every dad or every mom. Na'am, something that will be harder than be thrown into the fire, my brothers and sisters. Is there any trial harder than being thrown into the fire? Yes, for a parent, there is something harder than being thrown into the fire. Maybe a father or a mom would rather die than find themselves in that situation. What situation? What situation? We'll talk about that as well, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe tomorrow, or maybe the day after tomorrow. As I mentioned, the story of Ibrahim, we will live with it for some time, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, jazakumullah khair for your attendance, for attention as well, for being here, for maybe taking notes, and I hope you are taking notes, for I hope this was of benefit to you. You know, these lessons, I hope you're deriving lessons from it. The stories, I hope you're deriving lessons from it. You know, I hope this will ring some bells and you can connect with it, inshallah ta'ala. I hope, you know. So I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to, you know, to bless us with the understanding of our deen, my brothers and sisters. I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the love of our deen, and to love, you know, and to understand our deen, and to increase our iman in Allah Azza wa Jalla, and our yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us all. Jazakum Allah khair, my brothers and sisters. These sessions are all recorded on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. Go to YouTube, please, and share. Share the khair, inshallah ta'ala, here on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook. Share, inshallah ta'ala. Those of you who've come in late, or those of you who may not be able to attend, you can always go back and watch them, inshallah ta'ala. Nothing better than being live with me here. Definitely nothing better than being live, right? Because we get to communicate with one another. If not, brothers and sisters, we'll see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Azakum Allah khair. Barakallahu fikum. Thank you, Facebook. Thank you, Shahmaz and Humaira, Isatu. Bye. Thank you. Thank you, Watercolor. Thank you, Nawal. Thank you, Zoya. Thank you, Nazmeem. Thank you, Lula Robe. Thank you, Yashmeen. All of the sisters and brothers, Umair, and those of you, Nadia Nadim. Azakum Allah khair. Barakallahu fikum. Those of you on Instagram, thank you for joining. May Allah bless you all. Barakallahu fikum. Thank you, Lula Robe. And thank you, Layla. Hala, thank you, Sidi Yassin. Sidi Yassin, advice, Sidi Yassin, advice, Sidi Yassin, advice, Sidi Yassin, advice. Thank you for joining. Thank you, all of you. Nawal. Ahla Nawal. Thank you. Don't eat too much chocolate, you guys, girls from Belgium. And if you eat chocolate, leave me my share, inshallah ta'ala. One day I'll be coming to Belgium, bi-idhnillah. Thank you, Nimka Yusuf. Nimka Yusuf looks like Somali. It looks like Somali. But Kida Nazmeem, you know, Zakum Allah khair. Thank you for joining. Barakallahu fikum. Humaira Toqair, thank you so much. Barakallahu fikum. Thank you again. Hope to see you soon, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum, Facebook. Assalamu alaikum.